The first days of the school year in Hong Kong have been marked by continued student protests, part of the ongoing pro-democracy demonstrations that began more than 5 months ago. Since the end of March, tens of thousands of demonstrators have protested mainland China's efforts to extend control over Hong Kong's legal system. And with neither side willing to budge on their demands, violence between protesters and police has continued to escalate. Keith Bradshaw is the New York Times' Shanghai bureau chief and was the Hong Kong bureau chief from 2002 to 2016. And he joins us now from Hong Kong. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Keith.
Thank you very much.
So tell us what we saw over the weekend in Hong Kong. The protests seemed to escalate, including more clashes between protesters and police.
We saw a lot more clashes. Exactly as you say, there were, according to the police, 100 small petrol bombs or some kind of small incendiary devices thrown. There were a series of vandalism incidents at various subway stations around town. The road to the airport was blocked on Sunday afternoon, and there was even an incident with some protesters throwing bricks and other debris onto train tracks, which forced the closing of the train route to the airport for a while for safety reasons. On the police side, there were complaints by the protesters that the police used unnecessary force over the weekend, particularly in an incident at one subway station where the police went into a subway car and were using their batons against people, in some cases lying on the ground. So it was another rough weekend, as there remains a very, very wide gap between the positions of the protesters and the positions of the government.
I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about some of the tactics that the police were using here, in addition to the violence that happened against protesters in the Hong Kong metro. Police were also using blue-dyed water to identify the protesters. Is this new? Are these parts of broader surveillance efforts by the Hong Kong police that we've been hearing about?
Not only did we see the use of blue-dyed water, but there have been some reports that there was a bit of pepper spray mixed into it. On top of that, the police were also, according to some reports, and there's been different versions on this, but they were using new tactics in the sense of trying to send police officers to flank the protesters in addition to just sort of pushing straight against them. You saw more police officers making more arrests. So now the number of arrests is over 1,100. One of the controversies is that undercover police officers have been seen in the black shirts and pants of the protesters. And so that has raised the question among protesters on whether police officers in disguise might have been guilty of some of the violence some kind of agent provocateurs, either instigating it or even committing acts of violence themselves. The police have strenuously denied that that was the case. They've said only that they have tried to protect their officers from harm by not always making them as conspicuous as they might usually be. So you end up with a mixture of views. Overall, this summer, one of the complaints of the protesters has been that the police are using more force than they think is appropriate. For example, there was international criticism of the police for firing tear gas grenades from high up on the side of the government headquarters building so that these grenades were falling dangerously among the crowd. There have also been accusations that the police were firing tear gas grenades at people as opposed to at their feet so as to vent the gas.
Earlier this summer, in mid-August, Senator Marco Rubio issued a strong statement warning that China will, quote, face swift and severe consequences if Beijing carries out its threats of a violent crackdown. Keith, what has been the U.S. response so far? Is that the extent of it?
There has been quite a bit of talk in Congress, in the House as well, including by Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker, about possibly revising the Hong Kong Policy Act, under which the United States gives very separate treatment to Hong Kong from the rest of China in terms of questions like tariffs, for example, in terms of export control standards on high technology that might have military applications. Whether that will happen will really depend on how Congress and American public opinion reacts in the coming weeks to events in Hong Kong. Another option that has been raised is to penalize people in Hong Kong who appear to be involved in abusive actions towards demonstrators. But so far, that does not appear to have attracted as much interest as some kind of a review of the Hong Kong Policy Act.
Over the weekend, Keith, Reuters obtained audio of Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, who was speaking in a private meeting. And she said that if she felt she could resign, she would. Let's take a listen to what she had to say.
If I have a choice, the first thing is to quit. Having made a deep apology is to step down.
What does that tell us about where Lam is right now? And is that a signal that she could be on her way out?
She spoke today about that at a press conference. She said that she had never tendered her resignation and had no plans to do so. She's very unhappy, and people have been telling us she's unhappy for weeks. But Beijing remains very much of the view that she has to stay in the job. Beijing takes the view that for her to step down would be to show weakness and would be likely to encourage the protesters to engage in further demonstrations. And so Beijing's stance has been very clear. I spoke to one of Beijing's leading advisors week before last, who said absolutely under no circumstances may she step down, regardless of what she and others may suggest. So this is not a pleasant time for her. She's clearly under a lot of pressure from all directions. But she herself has also told close associates whom I've spoken to that she feels like, to a considerable extent, she created this problem by not anticipating how much of a public reaction there would be to the extradition bill that she introduced. And so she feels as though she has a responsibility to do what she can to try to fix the problem.
Keith Bradshaw is the Shanghai bureau chief for the New York Times, covering the protests in Hong Kong. Keith, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.